are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And been a while since we've shuffled in this many guests in the studio in one day. We're still kind of getting used to it after the pandemic, so many people being on Zoom, but nice to have some guests back in studio. And Dennis Cook joining us here, the Aggieville Business Association Executive Director. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And Trey Vernon, what is your official title at Manhattan Running Company?
I am one of the owners with Ben.
Okay. Well, appreciate you being here on the program, because this is an exciting event. Really, anything that happens in Aggieville is exciting, but this is an event that I know a lot of folks really look forward to. That's the, they call it Manhattan's oldest running event, the St. Patty's Day road races, and then the parade. So I'll start with you, Trey. This event, how do people get signed up?
Sure. Well, the 44th year, so yeah, it's been a big tradition. They can get signed up by going to stpatsmhk.com, and there's a big register button on the right top side there, or they can simply come in to Manhattan Running Company. We will have packet pickup starting on Wednesday, so if they want to wait till Wednesday, they could come into the store, pick up all their stuff while they sign up as well. So starting Wednesday at 10 a.m. and then going through Friday at the shop, you can come in and sign up there and pick up your packet. Or if you want to wait till the day of the race, we will have race day sign up. I would get there early because the line sometimes gets long, but you can sign up on the day of the race if you're wanting to wait and make sure it's going to be the 65 and beautiful, they say, because I think it's going to be, and it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be 68.
68, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, even better. Yeah, that's good to hear. And, you know, I saw there's also the option, if you can't be here, you can still race virtually as well.
Yep, so if you're out of town or on spring break or whatever, if you want to still support the race, you can do it virtually. Just sign up online, and then we'll send you your race medal and your T-shirt and your bib, so you can still get all the swag.
Cool. Well, and one of the neatest things about this is that Marvin Hackmeister continues to participate. I know he's getting older, and was he 91?
91. He did his laps last week. It was his birthday.
What a neat opportunity, and he's such a good face for this program, because it really kind of, I think, inspires others.
Absolutely, yeah. The Marvin Hackmeister 10K is what it's called now, and part of the money goes to a fund for a scholarship fund for that, and so that's kind of fun too. I believe he's only missed like one of the 43 that have already happened, so he's been at all of them. He will be there on Saturday, and he's doing the 10K, so he just continues to keep going, and we just love having him out there.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to hear, and of course, this benefits the Marvin Hackmeister Scholarship Fund, the race also for Special Olympics. I know that's near and dear to your guys' hearts.
Yeah, we love supporting that. It's a great cause.
Of course, the parade is another aspect of this as well, Dennis, and that's a nice tradition here in Manhattan. We love the different parades that come through Aggieville, but this one, I know, is really a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is special. Obviously, Ballard Sporting Goods got this thing started, the race and the parade, 44 years ago, and we are thrilled to death that our We have to pick a grand marshal every year, and our grand marshal this year is Cheryl Ballard. And you know, of course, so she was in there from the very beginning. She was a business owner. She had a clothing store at one point, and she's still a property owner in Aggieville. Love her to death, and she and her daughter Becky are going to be riding in the grand marshal car.
Nice.
So that'd be good. It's going to be a great day for us.
Yeah, it certainly will. And, you know, good weather, as you mentioned, which I typically find St. Patrick's Day is not a good weather day here for all the ones I can remember here, not just in Manhattan, but in the past. It's never good weather, but it looks like it's going to be perfect.
Oh, it's a crapshoot, yeah, for sure. But, you know, last year I think it was about 36 and drizzly, and you know, it was a bit of a mess, and we still had a great turnout. We're expecting a few more entries into the parade than we had last year, and we were up over 50 last year. So today at 1 o'clock is the deadline, and the parade to be an entry into the parade is free. All you have to do is give us a call at the office, and we'll get you in. And so we're expecting 60 plus.
Okay. I think we'll have one of our cars here. I don't know who got duty yet for driving in the parade, but that's always a lot of fun. And, you know, the kids love it. This is really a family-friendly event.
It is. And, you know, we try to do everything we can to make sure that everybody enjoys this. It's a big day. You know, I do want to give a real shout out. We had an offer this year we have never had before. We got a phone call from the 172nd Chemical Brigade from Fort Riley. They're the hazard response gladiators, and they do about 10,000 hours of community service every year, and offered to come down and pre-clean Aggieville on the 17th on St. Patrick's Day. And so there's about 80 volunteers coming through Aggieville on Thursday morning to help get it all cleaned up and get us ready to have, so everybody can really enjoy the day.
Very cool. And Aggieville's, I know, been under construction a lot here last while. If people want to park down there, and I know parking is a little difficult, what's the best place to park right now?
What we call the Beach Museum parking lot, you know, across on campus is a great spot. The parking lot there at 12th and Laramie, just south of Kites, that parking lot's going to be available. Parking will be available on Laramie Street. So, and the parking lot just east of Hunam's, across the street from Nico's Little Lily, that's the public parking lots are going to be available. So it won't be bad.
Next year, we won't have to worry about that because the garage should be ready to go. So, but not the case yet.
Well, the garage will be open next year. I can't tell you what will be under construction next year. And so no telling what will happen next year. We're not worried about that yet.
Yeah, not yet. All right. Well, again, it's this Saturday. Again, the races, which are a lot of fun. And anything else on that side that we should cover?
The races, the 2 mile at 10 a.m., 10K at 10:45, and then the parade at 1. This year, new couple things. Everybody, 2 milers and 10K people, get the finisher's medal, which is really, really nice medal, so you want that. And then we're having a little beer party hosted by Kites for 21 and over. You're going to get a free beer when you finish. So lots of reasons to come, stay, and then watch the parade.
And if there's anybody who's over 21 who doesn't want a beer, call me.
Dennis will take care of that one.
Yeah. Don't want it to go to waste.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Don't want that to go to waste. And I'm sure there'll be lots of green. Wear your green.
Yep. You'll wear your green.
All right. And the parade starts at 1.
Parade starts at 1. Very good. All right. And did we say, is there a theme for the parade? Or I don't know. St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Good enough. Well, guys, thank you for coming in and previewing this. It's always a lot of fun. One of the great community events really here that Manhattan offers each year, and looking forward to it.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our program here today with St. Patrick's Day events coming up again this Saturday here in Aggieville. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll preview what's coming up tomorrow. Nick, let's do that. Want to? And we'll be back here in a moment. News Radio KMAN.